Today's shir in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Pei Tes Omud Beis. We're in the second volume of the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah, and we are finishing off in Yetz Hashem today, Simen Kuf Pei Dalet. We had begun Sif Hei yesterday. We'll chazer that over real quickly and pick up where we left off. So the Mechaber had started off at Sif Hei and told us, until what point is a person permitted to bench? In other words, at what point is the chiyah for benching no longer available for that person because it's too long after the meal? So the Mechaber had said, Kama Shira, what is this shear of equal, of digestion, after the point of digestion, you no longer can eat? So the Mechaber had said, Kozman, She'eino roev machmas osu achila. You're no longer hungry based upon that eating. In other words, if you are not hungry, you can still bench. But once you're already getting hungry because of the lack of that food being around anymore, it's been digested, so then the chiyah for benching has passed. Now, we had read the Mishneh Berurah of Katan Yud Zayin yesterday. The La'acha Kach, after this period of time, Far Batel Oso Achilo V'Hifsi Birchas HaMazon. At that point in time, the food is considered gone, and if you're already hungry for the next meal, you can't bench anymore. You've lost the opportunity to bench. V'Yiroz Alechol At B'Chodesh, and if you'd want to eat again anew, so Da'asa Mogin Avram, Shiachzi Varech HaMotzi, you'd have to go make a new HaMotzi. Afilo Lo Hisiach Daito Adayin, even if you hadn't really had a Hesach Adas, because he says that by definition, by the end of the meal, when it's digested, you have had obligation to bench taken away. You no longer can bench, therefore you need to make a new bracha rishona. The kivin shenis achel amazon hifsek gam bracha rishona. Since the food is digested, the bracha rishona, so to say, has also ended. However, the Mishneh Berurah brings down that many achronim disagree with this. He brings down the Eben Ozer, the Derech HaChayim, the Mogin Giborim, in Sif Yud Ches in the Shaar Tzion. And he writes, Avo Harbi Achronim, these Achronim and others, Pligi Aleh, they disagree with the Mogen Avram. And they hold the Sabri, the Bracha Rishon, Lo Hifsid, Kol Shlo, Hisiach, Daito Benayim. As long as you haven't had a Hesach Hadas, the food may have been digested, so you can't make a Bracha Achrona, but your original Bracha Rishon still works. Now, in Dishu Foot number 13, he brings down the reasoning behind this. So he says, "B'tama dover is stopping a chazonish." The chazonish wasn't sure what the reasoning is. Hayim hu mishum shebir chasam mazon eino bo davka al ma'aseh achila. It's because benching doesn't come on the eating. El amash yespiku hakodesh baruch hu mizono. And the fact that hakodesh baruch hu gave you food, but not specifically on that food. Because macham mazon is achel, and as long as the food is not digested, it's still b'meyav harayu ka'ocha b'chosha. It's as if you're still eating at that point in time. So therefore, that's why you still have the obligation to bench. Or do we say, Oshema, ba, birchas amazon, al ikra achila bavad? Or do we say, no, your chiyuv to bench was because you ate an hour ago. El shizman habracha, and the only thing is that the bracha you still can make, achi yisachla mazon meyav, until the food is digested. But you should have made the bracha as soon as you could. And he concludes, ein birchas amazon, elo al achila bavad. He says, it's really based upon the eating, the second svara. El shizman habracha, achi yisachla mazon meyav. And the time period that the rabbis extended beyond the eating is to bury it till it's fully digested. Then he says, furthermore, in regards to a nachri that eats, and then he becomes a ger, or, for example, an onen who eats, a person who in Nebuch has lost one of the Zion krovim, and he ate when he's allowed to eat, of course, and now they bury the person, so now he's chayav to bench. Do these benching obligations still occur? They started off when there was no obligation, like by the guy who converts, or by the person who was an onen, and then he's now navelus. So he has a whole discussion over here as to what the aloch is. Furthermore, he has aloch im hiskel avarch b'sman achiyuv. You started benching before the shear of equal, and then in the middle of the benching, the shear of equal is passed. Can you continue benching or not? So he brings a machlokas on this as well. He leaves him with a tsarich iyun. What about if a person throws up? Does the chiyuv of benching occur? Was it based upon the eating, or the fact that it's based upon the fact that the food is no longer there? So he brings down from the Birkei Yosef that you shouldn't bench in this situation because the throwing up of the food is essentially the same thing as if the food has been digested. It's not there. Brings down that others disagree, and also left with a tzarech iyun. So very interesting, fascinating questions. Now we go to the Mishneh Berurah, Siv Katan Yud Ches, and he writes, if you're no longer hungry from the food that you ate, so then the time for benching is past. So the Mishneh Berurah says, Nira Shabo Lafuke, as opposed to, in whom Mishair, if he figures out in his mind, Shabo Swachilo Levada, if just the bread that he ate alone, Hoyakvar Shiro Lisachel. So he had the bread at the beginning of the meal. That was 2 hours ago. So from that bread, he would now be hungry. He definitely would now be hungry, and therefore one could argue that that meal is therefore over. However, after he had the bread, he opened up the meal with the challah on Shabbos, and then he didn't have any more challah. He had a beitzah's worth or more of challah, but then he had the cholent, he had the kugel, he had everything else. It's 3 hours later. Ochal od mishari mine mizonos.
He had other forms of bezonos. And at the end of the meal, he certainly is stuffed. He's not at all hungry. But if you just were Meshayer, just with the estimate from the bread alone, yeah, he'd be hungry if that's all he ate. And then he realized, and he realized he hasn't benched after that first eating of the bread. So the first opinion brought down over here is that you wouldn't be allowed to go and bench anymore, because based upon the words machmas oso achila, it would imply that you can't bench if you're no longer going to be satiated or satisfied from that original eating. You'd be hungry from that alone. Shekar batel oso achila, because that eating would be done. However, he qualifies. It says, but medvar, remember when we're talking about shachar shigomar achilas or rishon, he siach daitim lechlo. If you only had the challah and didn't have the kugel and the cholent and all the other stuff, so then, yeah, this would taka be right. But if this is all part of one meal, and while he may have had the bread at the beginning of the meal, he kept them continuously eating, was sitting down at a meal for several hours. For example, at the big meals that we have, a Shabbos meal, for example, a wedding meal, he may sit there for several hours. And certainly the pas has had the shear of equal, the shear of digestion, which as we'll see is 72 minutes, is long gone, but nevertheless, you can still bench at the end of this entire meal. Why? Since during this rest of this meal, you're eating other delicacies and delicious items and pastries and drinking. So this is all hakol suda achasi. It's all considered one meal. And we consider it halachically as if the original bread, the original food that you ate, has not been digested, even though it technically has, and we allow you to still bench, even though it may be hours later. Then the Mechaber writes, from the time that a person now is hungry, even though the food is not totally digested, if you put in an endoscope and you looked in the guy's stomach, you'd still see that there's plenty of food. If you went into his intestines, there's still plenty of food over there. It hasn't been fully digested yet. So then, nevertheless, we consider it halachically, after this period of time, when you begin to be hungry again, so then, even though the food technically is not fully digested, we view it in halacha as if it's digested, and you no longer can bench. And likewise, the same halacha applies in regards to eating of fruits or drinking of wine. If you're no longer hungry, you're thirsty, you're desirous of le'osam peros, for those fruits, so then you're still allowed to bench. Yivarech. In this case, not benching, you're allowed to make the bracha achrona. If you can't tell, has the food been digested or not, so as long as you still would like some more of that item, so then you're still considered within the period of time that you can make the appropriate bracha achrona. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yutess explains, lav davka, you don't have to have specifically interest in that specific fruit. She had an apple, so you don't necessarily need to want to have another apple. Ella, she'eno toiv l'shun peros, you're not at all interested in having any other fruits, that's how satiated you are, so then, husim and shalon esakal adayin b'meyav, then that's proof positive that the shear of equal, the shear of digestion has not passed, and you can still make the brach achrona. And he brings us down the name of Rov Achronim and Siv Chof in the Shaar HaTzion. Sivkot Chaf, the Mishnah Berurah says, im ein yodeh, if you're not sure over here, to be able to calculate the shear of equal, the shear of digestion. So then you can rely upon your hunger level, your interest level in eating that item. If you have no desire still to eat that item, so then it's still considered within the shear of equal. If you really want to eat more of that item, so then it's beyond the shear of equal. So Mishnah Berurah explains, this is assuming that you ate enough of it initially. There was plenty on the table. But what happens if you're an Ebech, a poor person, and there wasn't a lot of food available? So you're still hungry even after you ate it. You only ate a little bit of bread. And you'd love to have more, but there isn't any. So then what's the din? So in this situation, it's very difficult to calculate, are you still hungry or not hungry for that item? Because immediately, 1 second after you took the last bite, you're still hungry. It just wasn't anything else to be there. So how do you say, oh, still, you're still hungry, the bracha no longer can be made? So therefore, he brings down in the Shaar HaTzion, in the name of the Taz, the Yerabba, name of other poskim, the Mogi Giborim, the Pharisee Yisrael, the Darki Moshe, they all hold. We estimate this shear at kidei hiluch arba milim. The amount of time it takes a person to walk 4 kilometers roughly, which is at 18 minutes a mil, shu ayin beis minute. That's the amount of time that it takes over here. So 72 minutes, 4 times 18. So that is the shear. You can still make your bracha achrona if it's within 72 minutes of the time that you finished eating. You're still obligated to make the bracha achrona, benching, for example, in that period of time. More than 72 minutes, then you're already running into a suffix. If you know that you're still not hungry from the meal, you're satiated, so then technically you're chayev to do it. But as we'll see, one should always try never to go more than the 72 minutes because then you're running into a suffix. So in the 72 minutes, within the 72 minutes, it definitely hasn't been digested, even in such a short period of time, 72 minutes, you definitely, even if you only had a small amount, we can still say it's definitely still within the period of time that the food is not digested. Then there are other achronim. He brings down in Oschav Beis. This is named the Magen Avraham, the Derech HaChaim, the Chayyadom. If you only ate a small amount, and you paused, you didn't bench right away. Then you're the Lashar, and now you don't know, is the food digested or not? You only ate a small amount. So Avshu Besoch Shir Abor Mil, and even though you're still within the 72 minutes, the Shir of the 4 mil, Yochal Al Koponim Ot Kizayis Pas. They have the suggestion, eat another Kizayis of Pas. You don't have to make a new Bracha Rishona because you didn't have a Hesach Hadas. So eat another Kizayis of Pas and Mimela. If you weren't obligated, now you are. If you were obligated, you still are. But Achar Kach Yivorach Birchas HaMazon. In this way, you definitely make the Birchas HaMazon without any doubt. As I mentioned a minute ago, you don't have to make hamotzi on that bread, mechadosh, a new hamotzi, unless you had fully stopped eating. But if you still were thinking, maybe I'll still eat some more, so then you haven't been mesiach das. But if you don't have this eitzah to do, so then even these achronim said you should try to do this eitzah would agree with the first opinion. Then you can go and still bench if it's within 72 minutes for certain. And he says, as we've already explained, in the bir halacha. So if you look in the bir halacha and dibra maschil amen yodaya, so the Mishnah Berura over there, the Chafetz Chaim over here tells us, leinyan achila muetes, mashakos of the yeshlo smoch hasvar rishona. We just said that you can rely after the fact, certainly, on this svar rishona if you don't have bread to eat anymore. And the reasoning is, mishum dahar biposkim hamachzik mashir zeh, because this shear, as I mentioned, is a very popular shear, as we brought down in the name of all these rishonim that he brings down, achronim that he brings down over here now as well. Then the Chafetz Chaim adds, v'laniyos dati, hayinir ojos, another reason besides this, even those posting that don't agree with the shear of Dalad Milim, and they use instead the shear of Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara, that says that if you are hungry for that item, so then the shear of equal is passed. So nevertheless, and it seems that Rabbi Yochanan argues with his Dalad Milim shear, nevertheless, the odd shear zebadilunasakalmosun. So Rav Yochanan argues with this shear, but he never says it's less than that. He says it's longer than that, but he never says it's less than 72 minutes. So even if you want to hold like Rav Yochanan, the shear of 72 minutes is valid, even according to Rav Yochanan, the shear of the kozman she'ein oroiv who shear yoser meuchar midalad milim. And that's because Rav Yochanan's shear is a longer shear than 72 minutes. So the Chafetz Chaim wants to add over here that everybody agrees that the 72 minutes is certainly within still the period of time that you can bench. And he concludes at the end of this deep. You can rely upon this halacha lemaisa. Shabi poskim achronim hetiku shiura the dalad middle lehalacha. And this is the halacha. If you're within 72 minutes, you don't have to be so concerned about maybe the food is no longer present. You're not satiated at all. You're hungry for it. If it's within 72 minutes, you can still bench. The issue footnote number 15 brings down in the name of the Aruch HaShulchan, L'chatchila, afilu im ochal kol tzarcho ve'en orav. If you ate enough and you weren't hungry, nevertheless, you shouldn't go beyond this 72-minute shir, this hour and a fifth, because there are these poskim that say we don't really know today how well we can say the shir equal is. So 72 minutes, everybody agrees. Beyond that, you're running into trouble. So L'chatchila, you should always try to bench within 72 minutes of finishing the meal. Again, that's not from eating the bread, that's from finishing the meal. This is all the opinion of Rav Yashiv and as well Rav Shlomo Zalman. The issue footnote number 16 points out that this is in regards to eating. The shear in regards to drinking is a much shorter shear. We'll see this in Siman Kuvtzadi, She'eno Godo Kokach, Kemo Be'ichu Shalachila. And we'll wait till we get to Kuvtzadi to discuss these dinim. Now we go to Siv Vav. The Mechaber writes, Shear Achila, the halacha of how much you have to eat in order to bench, what is the minimal amount of food that you have to eat in order to bench? is bechizayis. We pass it over here that you have to eat a kizayis. Now, Mishnah Berurah in Sivkon Chafaluf explains, V'af agav de bracha rishona tzorach levarach afilu akoshu, to make a bracha rishona, even if you're going to just put a little bit in your mouth, a very small amount, you have to make a bracha rishona. Certainly, you don't have to eat a kizayis in order to make a bracha rishona. Even one bite, half of a bite, you have to make a bracha rishona. The reasoning behind that is brought down the name of many poskim in a number of places. Hasa mishum da'asu le'enos me'olam hazeh b'li bracha. The Gemara tells us that a person makes a bracha rishona al svara, that it's, if you have to make a bracha after you're satiated, you certainly should make a bracha before you're satiated. You can't go and enjoy something from this world without making a bracha rishona. So any amount of enjoyment, even a small piece, much less than a kizayis, you have to make a bracha rishona. But a bracha achrona, you have to have a certain level of satiety. And that shear, the Chacham said, was a kizayis, and the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkon Chav Beis explains, this is a din midrabanan. Hainu midrabanan. Abu midaraisa, the shear daraisa for benching, ain't no chayiv levarach birchas hamazon. You only have to bench midaraisa, kim sha'ochal dafko shear sviya. You technically only have to bench if you ate to satiety. Shinemar, based upon the pasuk that says, v'ochalta v'sovata, you shall eat and you shall be satiated, and then there's an obligation of erachta. How much is this shear of satiety? The shear sevia. How much is that? Mashma mi sefer achinach. It appears from the sefer achinach in parshas Ekev. The ain't no shavim chaladim. That's different. A larger person will have a larger shear. A smaller person will have a smaller shear. And even the same size people will have different shear. And what satiates one person may not even be a full spice for another person. So therefore, ela kol echad yodeh sviya. So every person has to know for himself what is the shear of satiety for himself. V'im darko tomid lecho kedei michyasu levat. And if a person never eats to, quote, satiety, he's a very erlich person and he never wants to solely satiate himself. He just eats enough to keep himself able to function. And his drive for eating is to do other things and not that his life drive is to eat. So such a person who's just eating enough to maintain his body comes in echshav sviya. So for him, that's called satiety. He would have to bench midyar. How much actually is this shear of kizayis in practice? So Dishu foot number 17 brings down that the shear of kizayis is a big machlokus. There's some poskim that say it's half of a beitza, and this is where defined as a medium-sized egg with the shell on it, and others say it's a third of a beitza. This is a big machlokus. So in regards to the birchas hamazon and any other bracha achrona, when you're eating such a small amount, it's only a chiyuv derabanan. So then we say safek brachos lahakel, and don't make a bracha unless you've certainly eaten a half of a beitza to define that as a kizayis. Therefore, if you want to get around this problem, l'chatrila, he suggests, make sure that you never eat between a half of a beitza and a third of a beitza, because then you're running into a suffix. According to the opinion, it says you need to eat a half of a beitza, you don't make a bracha achrona. According to the opinion, you need to eat a third of a beitza to have a kizayis, you would have to make a bracha achrona. So therefore, get around this suffix situation by always eating either more than a half of a beitza or always less than a third of a beitza, and then you definitely don't have to make, or you definitely do have to make, a bracha achrona according to everybody. Dish foot number 18 brings down how fast you have to eat this kizayis. If you eat a kizayis, you take one bite all day long, and at the end of the day you had a kizayis, that doesn't count. You can't make a bracha achrona on that. It has to be what's called kedei achilas pras. Within a certain period of time, this is somewhere between 2 and 9 minutes. We won't get into the strict how we figure out that definition, but it has to be within a small period of time. Otherwise, you're not mitzarif the beginning of the eating, where the end of the eating is one eating, and therefore it's not called eating kizayis. The Prima Gadim brings down, this is rak l'inyan shir kizayis. We only say you have to eat it within the kedei achilas pras when you're talking about eating a kizayis. But the shir of satiety, midaraisa, doesn't have to be within the kedei achilas pras, because the pasuk says, v'yachalta v'savata, however you are soveya, that makes you chiyav in benching. Others he brings down in this footnote disagree with that and say, no, it has to be still within a shir of kedei achilas pras. What about a young child? It's not big enough to eat an entire kizayis within a kedei achilas pras. So Rav Azan Zatzal says such a child should bench and is allowed to bench. And what about if a person is thirsty? This is a very interesting thing. The Ramah brings down later on in Sim Kufzadi Zayin that some have the interpretation, Yochalta v'savata is only if you eat and drink, then you chayiv midaraisa. But if you only eat and you don't drink and you're thirsty, so then you're not chayiv midaraisa. So he brings down a fascinating case from the Chazon Ish. What happens if a person ate but was thirsty but didn't drink, and then he benched? And now, after the benching, he drinks. So now, he's actually been mechuyev midaraisa to the bench. Before, he was only mechuyev derabanan. So he says, in that situation, The Shon Halacha says, Yesh li zar shelo lavo yideikach. Don't come into such a situation, because there is certainly an opinion that says that now you should have to bench again. The first time you benched only the Rabbanan, now you're benching the Raisa. So the Shon Halacha, with Menashe Klein Zatzal, the Ungva Rebbe, brings down that don't put yourself into such a situation. Make sure you drink during the meal. This way the Chiyuv Daraisa for benching will occur, and this way there is no problem. That concludes today's shiur.